Part of my training is in physics, Newtonian physics, which is all about causality. One of my issues with medicine, when I originally had an interest in it, which turned me away from conventional medicine and brought me to the naturopathic paradigm, is I found that conventional medicine generally is not interested in causality. Most of the doctors, if you ask them, men, women, they still give you the same response. We don't know. No one knows. And yet, I'm not good with that answer. Neither is my wife and many of our friends and colleagues. So, in your opinion, you've worked with a lot of people, and this can't go back from an evolutionary point of view. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. I mean, is thyroidism and the various conditions associated with thyroid, is it a recent phenomenon? And if so, what's causing it? And if it's not recent, does it go back to the origin of time?
Wow, what a fascinating question. Well, what comes to mind for me is that we humans are constantly evolving. When we aren't using something or when something becomes distorted in certain ways, then that can get passed on. And it is our confirmed belief that our environment, that our thyroid gland is one of the most sensitive glands in the body and could well be used for most of us as a barometer for what's going on around us and where we're living and whether that's working for us. So many people are having thyroid issues because there are hormone-mimicking substances in the air, food, and water. They come from smokestacks at hospitals. The body gets confused and thinks they're estrogens. So the body goes crazy, and that's why we're having so much of this autoimmune hormonal problem.
Right. The evolutionary status of this is quite important. It's clearly an inherited illness, or the tendency for it is inherited. It runs in families, more so than diabetes runs in families, and we know that that's a very common inherited condition. The original mutation that may have caused it may have had some benefits elsewhere, but it's a mutation that results in the immune system wanting to make antibodies to constituents of the human body itself, not antibodies to viruses from the outside and bacteria from the outside, but parts of your own structure. You inherit the tendency to make antibodies to some of the assembly mechanisms of thyroid hormone.